Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is everyone is looking for a hero. Why not Jesus be your hero? Yes, the truth of the matter is this, that everybody out there today is looking for a hero. Yes, everybody's looking for a hero. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody wants somebody to look up to. Everybody is looking for a role model. Everybody is looking for somebody to put their hope and trust in. Whether that individual is an athlete, an actor, maybe it's your mom, dad, an uncle, maybe it's a teacher, but everybody is looking for a hero. And my question to you today, why not your hero be Jesus Christ? And if I would ask you today, who is your hero, what would you say? You know, as I look around in America today, I'm pretty disgusted that today our heroes are evil. Today our heroes are evil. They're evil actors of an evil movie. They're evil preachers of an evil church. Yes, and they're even evil athletes who represent evil. Yes, it seems to be today that our children today, their heroes are evil role models. Whether their role models are people in Las Vegas, whether some of the role models and their heroes are evil institutions. But the truth of the matter is, Hollywood has become a role model for our children, for America, and they produce evil movies on these evil networks. And the truth of the matter is, everyone's looking for a hero, so why not Jesus be a hero? Be your hero. Why not Jesus Christ be your hero? But what is a hero anyway, you might ask? Well, it's a man of distinguished courage or ability, admired for his brave deeds and his noble qualities. It's a person who, in the opinion of others, has heroic qualities or has performed a heroic act and is regarded as a model or ideal. For an example, he was a local hero that saved a drowning child. He has special strength, courage, and ability. Yes, he's an immortal being. The truth of the matter is, Jesus Christ rose from the grave. He had great courage when he rose people. When he arose from the dead, when he confronted the Pharisees, when he made the blind see, Jesus Christ was an immortal being. So if you're going to have a hero, if you're looking for a hero today, why not your hero be Jesus Christ? Oh, come on, somebody. I know today everybody's looking at these TV shows and they want to be the next star. I know their heroes are famous actors and athletes, and I'm not going to mention any names here. But you can look around and see the disgust and the filth that America has become. And what our heroes are not what we would call a hero in the past. No, our heroes are other people that I would say that represent evil. And yes, they come from Hollywood, which is an evil organization today, brainwashing the United States of America. So if you're looking for a hero, why not your hero be Jesus, who raised the dead, who healed the sick, who made the blind see, who walked on water? There's many, many miracles. He is called the Miracle Man. And yes, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. That would make him immortal. And yes, he had special strength and courage and abilities. Yes, he had a God-like power because, yes, Jesus was God. And yes, he was God, and there ain't no greater story in the Bible than the miracles of Jesus. And if you're looking for a hero today, I would say turn to Jesus. Yes, he's a real hero, and that hero would not let you down. No, Jesus is a real hero, and he will never let you down. Come on, somebody. You know, in 2 Samuel 3:38, the king spoke to his servants. You realize, don't you, that today a prince and hero fell, victim of foul play in Israel? Very interesting. The Bible talks about a lot of the heroes were great warriors that came from the royal family. But Jesus Christ was never that kind of hero. He wasn't a Roman soldier, because when he went into Jerusalem, he rode on a donkey. And he said, no, I'm the king of another nation. I'm a king of an eternal nation. But, you know, the prince being a royal family, his father was Saul's uncle, and he was his own cousin, a great man, in 2 Samuel 3:38, being general of the army. He was very valiant and skillful commander, a man of great wisdom and parts. David says nothing of his grace and virtue, only of his grandeur. His high birth and civil excellencies, he praised them, and what he has was commendable and proceeds no further. And this was sufficient to show there was just cause of mourning of civil accounts. And this they might easily know and perceive that the fall of death of such a man, which had been day happened in Israel, was a public loss, a matter of lamentation. And the rather, as he was employed, all his excellent talents in civil affairs and all his interest in the people of Israel to unite them to Judah and bring them under the government of David. Yes, in 2 Samuel 3:38, you realize, don't you, that today a hero has fallen. You know, believe it or not, everybody today is looking for a hero. They are looking for somebody to worship, somebody to look up to. And the truth of the matter is, what is a hero? And if I would ask you today, who's your hero, what would you say? But if you're looking for a hero today, I would say Jesus should be your hero. Why not Jesus be your hero? Why not? He fed the 5,000. Jesus fed the 4,000. He transfigured himself. Jesus rose from the grave. He rose Lazarus. Come on, somebody. Jesus is a great hero to worship. You know, there's so many heroes in the Bible, like Jacob. He was Isaac's son who wrestled with God and won, then helped found the nation of Israel. Well, what about Jacob? What about Joseph? He was Jacob's son who becomes ruler of Egypt and saved Israel and Egypt from famine. He had a famous coat of many colors. He's a good type of hero. Moses, the great leader of the Israelites who freed them from slavery in Egypt with many miracles performed by God for their liberation. And of course, Moses took them to the promised lands where Joshua became their leader. Now, he was a hero. What about Rahab, the Canaanite woman who was the harlot, who helped the Israelites by hiding two of their spies in her house? She and all her houses were protected from destruction from the Israelites took the country. Then later, in the inspiration of the New Testament, she was greatly honored by God and being listed in the genealogy of Jesus. She was a great hero. You know, everybody's looking for a hero, but I'm here to tell you today, we watch the NFL, we watch athletes, major league athletes, wrestlers, fighters, and we say this is a hero. And what kind of hero are they? They throw a pigskin around, they hit a bat, they hit a ball with a bat. What kind of hero is this? We see actors that they act on screen, and half of their movies today are made by CGI. and they're not real. It's all an illusion. But we worship these kind of people, and we call them heroes today. But I'm here to tell you what we call heroes today are not heroes. This is a lie from the pit of hell. And if you're going to worship a hero, I would recommend you worship Jesus Christ. Everyone is looking for a hero. Why not Jesus Christ be your hero today? Why not Jesus Christ be your hero today? Many other heroes of the Bible. Joshua, the Israel leader who conquered the Canaanites with God's blessings and accompanied by the notable miracles. Deborah, a great judge, a leader, a prophetess who rallied the Israelites against the Canaanites to overcome the enemy in the period of discouragement and defeat. And of course, Samson, the mighty Israelite leader whose strength, which was in his hair, helped him slay thousands of Philistines, the arch enemies of the Israelites during the historic period. David, the Israel's great king, who slew the Philistines' great Goliath with only a slingshot. Why, just a young lad. Then later, after the period of fleeing from Saul, their first king became their great king and led them to many victories in maintaining and expanding the kingdom. What can we say about Esther, the Jewish queen, who risked her own life and to beg her Persian husband, King Zerech, to spare the lives of her people? She succeeded in her plea and saved the Jews from destruction in the hands of the evil Haman, who plotted at killing all the Jews of the empire. How can we forget the great hero of Daniel, a captive Jew in Babylon, who braved the den of lions rather than stop worshiping and praying to his one true God and was miraculously delivered from the lions? John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, who preached and prepared the way for Jesus, but was beheaded for speaking against the sins of King Herod. And what can we say about Stephen, the early Christian preacher and miracle worker, who was stoned for his beliefs and his preaching, while Saul, later called Paul, stood by and watched his martyrdom? You know, if you're looking for a hero today, why not Jesus be your hero? Why not Jesus be your hero? Noah was also a good man in a wicked world. Yes, there are so many heroes of the Bible to follow. Mordecai had a young cousin, an orphan, whom he looked after. Yes, her name was Esther, and she was unusually beautiful and intelligent. And what about Paul's dominant characteristic must have been courage, both intellectual and physical, since he never hesitated to stand up for his beliefs. If you're looking for a hero today, I would encourage you to find Jesus Christ, the true hero, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Yes, he is a hero. He died on Calvary for your sins and my sins. Yes, if you are looking for a hero today, I'm here to tell you that Jesus, why not Jesus be your hero? Why not Jesus be your hero? You know, in 1 Chronicles 1:10, it says, Cush had Nimrod, the first great hero on earth. Yes, the first great hero on earth. Yes, and now Cush became, in Genesis 10:8, it talks about Nimrod, about him being this great hero. Hero here. Let me turn to the scriptures here. What kind of hero are you looking for today? What kind of hero are you looking for today? You know, what kind of hero are you looking for today? I would recommend you to look to Jesus Christ. Why not he be your hero? You know, in Genesis 10:8, now Cush became the father of Nimrod. He became the mighty one of the earth. 10:9, he was the mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. 10:10, the beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Erech and Akkad and Kelna in the land of Shinar. Goes on, 11, from the land he went forth into Assyria and built Nineveh and Rehoboth, and Calah. Yes. A lot of people say that Nimrod was a great hero. Just before he was the first great hero on earth, and he was also a very great hunter. And Micah 5:8, they will shepherd the land of Assyria with the sword, the land of Nimrod in its entrances, and he will deliver us from the Assyrians when he attacks our land and when he tramples our territory. Yes. Who is your hero today? Who is your hero today? Or have you had a hero and that hero let you down? Have you looked up to a pastor and that pastor let you down? Have you looked up to an athlete and that athlete let you down? Have you looked up to... The truth of the matter is, if your hero is a mortal man, I'm here to tell you that that person will let you down. I'm here to tell you whether he's a famous actor, actress, singer, athlete, preacher, politician, teacher, they will let you down. But if I want to encourage you today, if you are looking for a hero, why not Jesus be your hero? You know, Jesus rose from the grave. He is immortal, and he will never let you down. He died on the cross on Calvary for your sins and my sins. And he overcame death, and he overcame this world. And all the evil of the world he overcame. I don't know a better hero than that. I don't know a greater hero than that. If you are looking for a hero today, why not Jesus be your hero? Why not Jesus? In 1 Samuel 17:51, David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine sword, and he drew it from the scabbard. And after he killed him, he cut off his head with a sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Here we have the Philistines putting all their hope and trust in Goliath. They put all their hope and trust in Goliath, and that was their hero. How many of you today put all your hope and trust in money? All your hope and trust in fame? Come on, somebody. All your hope and trust in your wealth, in your trophies. You put all your hope and your trust in your houses, or maybe in your job, or maybe you put all your hope and trust in something. But I'm here to tell you, everyone's looking for a hero. Everyone's looking for a hero. Why not Jesus be your hero? The truth of the matter is, the Philistines put all their hope and trust in Goliath, and David, he with one slingshot, destroyed their faith, destroyed their hero. And I'm here to tell you, if your hero is somebody on this earth, he will let you down. But only Jesus Christ is the true hero. He's immortal. He rose from the grave, and he sits on the right hand of the Father. And he defeated Satan. There's no better, greater hero than that. Maybe you are like the Philistines. Maybe you're putting your hope in Goliath. It looks big. It looks promising. It looks like you could never fall. Maybe you put your hope in that strength, but I'm here to tell you today, if you're looking for a hero, don't be like the Philistines. Put your hope in Jesus. And that is a true hero. A true hero. You know, I'm here to tell you today that I believe America has picked the wrong kind of hero. Their heroes are how much money they have. Their heroes are big business CEOs. Their heroes are big politicians. Their heroes are people in high positions. And I'm here to tell you of people that become millionaires. And it seems today that America thirsting for money and thirsting to have millions of dollars. But I'm here to tell you today that they're putting their trust, as the Philistines did, in Goliath. And one day, all their wealth, all their power and all their position will fall to the ground. And I'm here to tell you today, it will be destroyed. But Jesus Christ rose from the grave. They crucified an innocent man on the cross. They crucified a righteous man on the cross. a perfect man on the cross, a man without sin, fully man and fully God. They crucified him, the most horrible death. They let Barabbas go. They said, free Barabbas, crucify Jesus. Free Barabbas and crucify Jesus. They crucified Jesus, the worst possible death. And 3 days later, he arose again. 3 days later, he arose again. Oh my gosh, I don't know about you. If there's a hero that I want to follow Jesus. I want Jesus to be my hero. I want Jesus to be your hero. Come on, somebody, don't put your trust in man. The Bible says that man will let you down. Don't put your trust in mammon. Don't put your trust in anything else. But put your trust in Jesus. If you're looking for a man of distinguished courage and ability, if you're looking for a man admired for his brave deeds and his noble qualities, why not Jesus be your hero? Why not Jesus be your hero today? All you have to do is ask Jesus into your heart. All you have to do is ask Jesus into your life. Why not Jesus be your hero today? If you would get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I can't live this world without you. I need you in my life. Come into my heart. Take control over my life. Lord, take control over my life. If you prayed that prayer today, I'm telling you, let Jesus be your hero. Let Jesus be your hero. Everyone's looking for a hero. Why not Jesus be your hero? Amen.